Leaders on salmon research and recovery from the U.S. and Canada came together in Seattle today to announce a new research effort. It's called the Salish Sea Marine Survival Project. KUOW's Ashley Ahern reports.
International leaders gathered at the Seattle Aquarium to address a major question. Why aren't salmon and steelhead in Washington and Canadian waters recovering? Jacques White is the executive director of Long Live the Kings. The Seattle-based nonprofit is coordinating the international project.
So there will be an increased effort to track fish, an increased effort to track their food, and an increased effort to look at how that relates to physical parameters in the environment.
It's a $20 million project split between salmon managers and researchers in British Columbia and Washington. The Canadians plan to fund their part of the project with money from recreational fishing licenses and private foundation support. Washington State has appropriated $800,000 for the project, but future funding sources are unclear at this point. Stocks of salmon and steelhead in Washington and Canadian waters have been in decline for the past 30 years, despite the millions of dollars that have already been spent on research and recovery. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.